Hello.
Good afternoon, Master to Ms. Washington.
Yeah, this is her.
Hi, this is Nina Knight from Family First Supervisor. How you doing?
Good, and yourself?
I'm doing swell. Thanks for asking. So I'm calling because the coordinator, Rodney, has reached out to me for me to reach out to you to find out the situation of the EBV and the compliances of clocking in and out. So I just wanted to know where we at on that.
So it's still not allowing me with your company, and I received a text from your last week stating that my last day would be the 19th.
Yes. So are you calling about payment from today until the 19th?
Oh, no. I was calling because through the text, when I was texting this personal number, they said they was going to do an investigation because I received a letter saying that I wasn't in compliance, and that wasn't necessarily true.
Okay. Do you know when you signed up with your application, the same Social Security number we have on file is what we have in HHA?
So literally, you can contact HHA Exchange, and they'll confirm everything that I said there and I told you in the text. They said that it was input incorrectly by this agency. And
by
I can also give you the number to the other agency.
Or the other agency?
No, your agency. And that agency was the agency that corrected. But
can
it's only allowing me.
Confirm, when you click forgot password, what is happening when you click forgot password?
But so I keep getting that same message, and even with the login and the password that y'all gave me,
okay,
it doesn't work.
Let me go to your file right now.
Hello.
Is your email still heavensent1923@gmail.com?
1923. Yes.
Okay, I am going to pull up your file, and I'm going to click forgot password. If you can forward me over that temporary email that HHA is going to send you. Okay, so HHA just sent you a notification through your email. If you can forward that over to me via text message, along with a password that you would prefer to have as your own.
Yeah. We thank you for all that you did. We appreciate it. This material, I think.
Okay.
Did you get the message from HHA? Did you get the message from HHA?
Yes. I'm going to say it now. It says, please answer a lot of emails of Andrea's words.
Say that again.
It says, please answer a lot of emails of Andrea's words.
No, did you go to your actual Gmail account, having sent 19123 to get the HHA message I just sent? I just selected forgot password, and HHA just sent me a message that they sent you an email with a temporary password at 3:15.
Okay, I just answered it.
You sent it to this number because I didn't receive it yet.
What was the temporary password?
The whole email. Screenshot the email and send it to me, forward it as a text message to me. Okay, something came through now. Let's pull that up. Okay, and text me what you prefer your password to be once I update it.
Delivered and everything. And then when I
was
there, they
won't
say
anything. Okay, I just got your message.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so this is probably the reason why it's not working, because the first letter needs to be a capitalized letter. So I can do client, the tic-tac-toe sign, and the number one. I can do it that way. But it won't allow me to do it that way because the first letter needs to be capitalized. So whichever you prefer.
And then he typed in the name of the house.
Would you like to do client number
one?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Okay. That's it. So all I want to do is I want to have a different way than I did before. But why would you not only want to treat my lips? That is the reason every time I see the video. I would just continue to wait. Like, why would you take my it was
So I am currently on your app.
I was like, you know what? I would say
it is BS Home Care LLC, and there's Passion Care, which is us. Could you log into your app?
But nobody else can say it.
What's the exact paper?
Say that again.
I said, can you read the exact paper?
I didn't hear that. Say that one more time.
Can you say the password for me again?
The password I selected was client with the tic-tac-toe sign and the number one. And client is spelled with a uppercase C in the beginning.
It's the pound sign.
Yeah, client, pound sign, and number one.
Yep, I'm on here.
Now, are you familiar on how to use the app?
Yes. And that's the agency that I said that's this place.
Okay. You're talking about the other agency?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, can we have your cooperation for you to clock in and out starting tonight on the app to avoid the issue of requesting to terminate the discharge, the case? We just need you to be in compliance.
Yes, but did you do the investigation as well to see my claims as well? No?
Say that one more time.
Okay.
Because your phone is like muffled. I don't know. Like.
Hello?
Yeah, I hear it's better now.
Yeah, I hear you on the Bluetooth. I was about to say, did you do the investigation on my claims as well?
As far as what investigation?
About me being in compliance with
that. That was me. It was because we wasn't able to resolve your app issue. So we had to take matters on how we product things with our agency with EVV in compliance. So because you now have access back to the app, I can disregard this matter for 319 to discharge the case. If I have your cooperation that you're going to clock in and out, we will honor any billing before the 19th, but if we don't receive anything in compliances after that, we will be at no liberty to discharge the case.
Okay, and until we can go with the other place, Can I just have a different coordinator as well? Because I know I just switched one, but yeah.
So you guys are switching out?
Yes, yes. We're just waiting for everything to go.
Okay.
To play.
So that means we would have to notify the service coordinator of last day of service, because we don't want to encounter trying to bill for a day that you become active somewhere else, because it's going to deny billing somewhere.
So last time I spoke to, what's his name, Romy?
Was it Rodney? Mm-hmm.
Rodney. Right. Last time I spoke with him, he said that he was going to personally call the coordinator himself.
Mm-hmm.
But I already, me and Ms. Ellis already contacted her and notified her of everything.
So what agency are you going with? The agency that's on this app?
Yes.
Okay. So because you're already active with them, what is the process now? Like, what are we waiting for you to be active with them?
They're waiting just to get approved by the insurance.
So they need an authorization switch.
Yes.
Okay. We can actually do that on our end. We can reach out to the service coordinator, inform that we did speak with you, and you guys determined that you wanted to switch out to a different agency, so therefore the service coordinator will reach out to you guys to find out our last day of service. See, we need a confirmation of last day of service.
Yes.
So you can start with them. So that's just a matter of time. It only takes about 24 to 48 hours for them to transfer units to another provider.
Okay,
so we'll reach out to them.
All right. I thank you so much.
You're welcome. You take care.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.